The dealership wants to rezone a property behind it on the northeast corner of 100 East and 200 South. Thursday night, the Heber City Planning Commission held a public hearing on the matter. Mike Allen owns the lot. He told the commission the small house on the property is over 120 years old and beyond repair, so he asked the dealership management if they wanted to buy it.
It does need to come down. If not, I would keep it, fix it, rent it, but it's a point that it either needs tore down and something to replace it, or it's going to sit there and kind of get run down.
The dealership doesn't own the property yet, but Andy Madsen, a partner in the dealership and a local owner, said his business needs more room.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get to a point where we service the people of Heber, and they got to be able to come in and pull in and park somewhere and get their cars into service and get them back out.
Madsen says that's made even more difficult thanks to all the Dairy Queen traffic right across the street.
Dairy Queen will take up all of our parking, all of our parking inside of our lot. They're full of parking and all the way up. Sometimes they're during the summer, two blocks away on the road, which congests everything that we try to do.
Eight residents spoke out against the rezone. Jenna Powell said the previous auto dealership that was there, Spencer's, was small and normal, but it's not like that anymore.
It's unbelievably busy with cars being dropped off at night, and also the light pollution is a big one. We used to be able to see the stars pretty clearly in our neighborhood.
Her husband, Daniel Powell, said he's lived in the neighborhood for 30 years and bought his house from his family.
I get to listen to diesel start up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Every day I hear a car alarm go off for at least a couple minutes, repeatedly. I would very much oppose to this.
Laura D'Angelo rents a property across the street from the proposed parking lot. She agreed the noise was already too much.
Their own employees, when they come and go, they've got these big, loud diesel trucks, and it's like, and if you guys pave that, I mean, that's where they're going to be parking. They're going to be coming and going, all their noise, all their exhausts. I hope you guys don't do it.
Brian Lloyd said he represented his 84-year-old mother-in-law, who has lived on 100 East for over 55 years. She's not in favor of the rezone.
This is a clear example of a camel putting its nose under the tent. We just don't know how far we want to let it go until we have a problem. So we're in opposition to that. My mother-in-law has asked me to come and vote her opposition. And as a Heber resident, I voted opposition. I think this would be setting a bad trend.
Then the planning commissioners weighed in. Many expressed concern that the rezone request would create one commercial lot on the east side of 100 East between 200 and 300 South, which is otherwise all residential. Commissioner David Richards said the patchwork approach is not proper planning.
We've got to be more deliberate and more planning in what we do. That's all I'm saying that we've got to do. I'm not ready to say, oh, let's just take one lot. I'm saying we got to really look at it and say what needs to happen on that block so that people can really plan for the future.
Commissioner Jeff Patton agreed.
The residents made it pretty clear they don't want change. They don't want things different. They like the way it is. So I'm not in favor of any changes until there is a master plan that everybody buys into for more than one or two properties at a time.
And that kind of master plan is exactly what the Planning Commission hopes to talk to City Council about at a day-long retreat on January 21st. The Planning Commission voted on the rezone request Thursday night. It was a tie. They will bring it up again at a later date. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News. On the northeast corner